the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Dalet. We're talking about things that are forbidden because of building and demolishing on Shabbos. The middle of Sif Aleph. We spoke about this concept that there's no binyan steer b'kelim. That's only if it's not real binyan. For example, a barrel that breaks and you connect the pieces with like tar, then you could break it open to take what's inside of it, as long as you're not intending to make like a specific good hole, that it should be like an opening. Because if you would, then there would be a problem about Misak and Mana. That's when the Chabad continues in the bottom of page 238. Of a Mahish Lema, but if it's whole, also the Shabra, then you're not allowed to break it. I feel like you're not allowed, even in the way that you're not making it into a vessel. I feel like even just a hole, also, as you continue to have Kovchav, I'm going to have a link about Machadish and I'll make this hole from new. I feel like it's from Chadish. Even if it has a new hole in Marchiva, if you're doing it to wide, then us as Rabbi and Hagasa's Rabbi Mabavajan, Yiskam Lakach, as long as that's what your intention is, says the Mordechai Perakavas. Continues the Machabe, and why you suck at the Gul Mev Shabbos Machabe. So if you had a knife stuck in from before Shabbos into the barrel, Mutul Haitziyo Lachnisi, I'll take it out and put it back in. Should I in Miskam Lahisav is not intending to add on. Agar says Rabbi Mabavav, after Shaitziyo Gamkin, Pamachs and Avoyagam, that's only if he also had taken it out one time from before Shabbos. But if he never didn't take it out from before Shabbos, even once, then it's forbidden. Never secret because then it's inevitable. Raising neck of a Pesach of Chabbos that he's making a hole and opening for the barrel when he takes it out. That's the Trimus of Deshin, Trimus of Adal. Continues Ramah further. It's a Klishinus Re'eya, a vessel that's shaky. If you're allowed to take from it an earthenware piece, I'm allowed to Mishin Ches, Sif, Mem Tal. Says the Mishabura, Sif Cotton. Zion. So he said that if it's whole, there's barrel, then Asla Shabbat B'chuldi, now that I break it, Mitam steer, the reason is because you're doing steer, you're demolishing one of the Lamas' Malachas. B'avda, Abba, Mekam, Elan, although in general, we hold the Sayyid Nechayev, that demolishing is not liable like Shabbat B'chuldi, that's only with its intention of rebuilding. It has to be something constructive, the Lavacha, because if not, Mekalkaludz, it's ruining. But you're right, Midrabanami, also, but rabbinically, it's going to be forbidden. B'via, Gro, Hiskim, La, Poiskim, this Rilu, and the Vilnagrand's commentary agrees to the place that hold. Dain steer b'kelim. There's no steer b'kelim. I feel like Shaisa shvir b'klishlema. Even when you do a break in a whole vessel, imloi k'shaisa is a kli. If not, that you're making it into a vessel, adei shvir through the breaking. Then you're liable according to everyone because the makav patish about finishing something off. But if not, he disagrees with this halacha. Sivkat ches, and the mechaber said, if it's whole, you're not allowed to break it, even in a way, she'in oisikli, you're not making it into a vessel. Which is what it means to say, she'in oisikli lefesach, you're not making a hole for an opening, elishaybi, he's breaking it. Then he says even the bigger finish. I feel a nekib ba'alma, that even just a regular hole, which is what it means to say, is nekib she'in oyafo lepesach, a hole that's not good for an opening. This particular tibusa, there's two benefits to that. A, she'in oisikli chavis, he's not breaking the barrel. And also, number two, in the Pesach, it's not an opening. Falahachi asur, even so, it's going to be forbidden. Because of Rambam, Parakhav Gimel, the Rambam writes, so if someone makes a hole, so asur lahachnus ulahaiti, that's meant to take in and to let out. Like the hole in a chicken coop. So asur lahachnus aira, which the hole brings in the light, lahaiti heaven, also lets the foul smell go out. Chayim, Mishra Makabar Patish, if you make such a hole, you're liable for Makabar Patish for finishing it up. Hushem Hakoil, as the Mishnah explains in the brackets, that's the general terminology. Chol Gemar Malacha, anything that finishes something off. Shu Teledes Hamalacha Zu, which is the derivative of this primary category. Shu Umin Makab Patish, when the craftsman hits the anvil al kli on the vessel, B'shaz Gemar, when he finishes up, Lashvas Akme Musay, to smooth out its crookedness, and it's like that's the finishing touches. That's what Makab Patish hitting with the with the hammers. The figure therefore continues the mission where it says, "Goes well, call nekem." So they made a decree: every hole, if it's loitzi or lahachnas bavad, even if it's not for both, even if it's just to let out or to let in. Shemiyav, but last nekem shchayim, because you might come to make a hole that you would be liable, that would be makor patish. I'm Magen Avraham Shabir, like Magen Avraham, that he explains that filahu lul, even if it's a chicken coop, shein mechub lekarga, it's not connected to the ground. The less bim shem boin al sis nekem, but there's no problem about building for the making of the hole. If Allah, even so, chayim shem makor patish. Look, that's the finishing of the making of the chicken coop. Of course, I'm very good. The other writes, and very good. He called Isidaber. Whoever makes something, which are finishing something up, is a toledes, makab patish v'chayiv. It's derivative of this, makab patish v'chayiv. Someone makes any type of hole, Bein be'eitz, bein be'matachis, whether with wood or with metal. Shaar Tzinoi Zayin says, we're talking about where he's intending for some type of a benefit. Because if he's making a hole in a destructive way, so that's including Mekalkal, and then there would only be rabbinically prohibited. But if he's doing it for some construction purpose, it says the Mishnah further, bein be'bein be'bein be'kelim, whether with structure, with a structure, whether with vessels, or is it to lead Zmak Rafadish, v'chayib, it's river to Mak Pasha, one would be chayib, v'esed Araisa. Now, b'chol Pesach, she'in osu l'achnas lo'itzi, any opening is not meant to take in and take out, in chayib al tziyasai, the one is not liable for making that ad kanvarav, that's the, what he says over there. But the Shaar Tzinoi Zayin says, it would seem that it's only going on kelim, that the hole that you do for them has on it a name as an opening, like it's burning the Gemara, and therefore you need that it should be made Hachnas la'itzi, like similar to a Pesach. But the other things, you don't need only that it should be the norm of that thing to make such a hole for whatever utility, and it doesn't have to be Hachnas la'itzi. Now, Magen Avraham is abridged in his wording of the Rambam. It sounds like a little bit that it's going on all of the cases, but the Shaar Tzinoi says, no, it does not seem to be correct according to my humble understanding. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Yisa the Gemara, it's burning the Gemara, they talk of Masmer Bakaisal. If someone sticks a nail into the wall, let's say, love, to hang something on it, that actually is makom patish, because that makes it ready for hanging that thing up. Someone makes a hole in the ground of the house that the water should go out. Is liable for building, say, Bahrain. Siv cotton test. So he said, and the Machaber continues, says that even if it already had a new hole, if you're trying to widen it, also that's forbidden. And that is, even if you're not widening it so much, that it should be made to bring in and take out through that. Even so, says the Gemara that at least rabbinically it's going to be forbidden. Now, there are added on Haggah, Sivkat Yud, as long as that's your intention. So, what's he coming to say? Bolivar said, he's coming to explain what this is, Rakdas Machaber, just the opinion of the Machaber. The Davko, Kishamaskav and Laharchiv, that it specifically he had in mind to widen it. But that's not his intention. Even though it's inevitable, she's Rachel Adipolasa, that what through what he's doing, it's going to widen it. Sure, it's going to be permitted. Really, Machab himself concludes after that. Now, this was all what he was explaining for the Machab. But the opinion of the Ramah himself afterwards in the Haggah is that Philim in Machab and Harachiv. Even if he's not intending to widen it, Asr, it is forbidden to move segregation, but it's inevitable. And he should have written that over there in the name of there are those who say. But he wanted to say it unspecifically to say that that's the halacha. And if he didn't just say it like a yeshayim, look what we say over there. Sivkat Nyudav, the Machaber continued. He says, if the knife was takua, was stuck in from before Shabbos in the barrel, then you're allowed to take it out and put it back in. Because he's not intending to add on. This is really what the Ramah had and clarified in the words of Machaber, which Machaber himself goes to over here. So Hainu, that is, so you takua b'chezik. It was pushed in very tightly. But they and by taking out the knife and putting it back into the barrel, it's inevitable that it's going to widen the hole. Falachi, even so, given the kisuri rekman rabban, since the primary is only rabbinic, really the shori hold is going to be permitted. Given in miskavon, since that's not his intention for this, the Shaar Tzinoi Zayin says that's a something of beseis, and that's obviously on the vilnagon. That's a pin of beseis, and that's a something of mechaber seven days. The davka by mechuber, we need to have datzah shlofim b'vayim that you had taken it down and put it back in from before Shabbos. Now, continues Mishnah Berurah. V'das Ramah lach l'kalav. Pin Ramah is to disagree on him. The davka gishetzi pamachs mebagim. Specifically, if you took it out once from before Shabbos, they said the sachim tested through that. It already widened it a little bit. The sulavim segrish is not inevitable. Avalavach, but if not, also it's forbidden because segrish is inevitable. You're not going to be able to put it back exactly. Daf, so it's definitely going to widen it. Which the Shaar Tzinoi Zayin base, that's obvious from the Darchei Moshe, that even by a small barrel, his opinion is to be stringent. That's not something from the Vilna Goyim. So it continues in Mishnah Berurah, he says that a belav hachi, but if you didn't do it from before Shabbos, also it's forbidden to be segregation, it's inevitable. The after Pesach Shem Os Lachnas Leitzi, even though it's an opening that you don't usually, have it to bring in and to take out, the Surah Hurak Rabban, the Kanal, so that's only rabbinic. Spirulay, he holds the segregation also, but it's inevitable it's going to be also Abnas Rabban, even by something that's rabbinic. Finally, come on, Mr. Bez, the Bakaiso from a Chubber by a wall that's attached. Gam Machab, then the Machab also agrees to us, Leitzi Asakin, Shay Tukuba, Mayor Shabbos, you know, take out the knife. They're stuck in it from before Shabbos. Let's say you're in the bunkhouse, and you have someone stuck a knife in the wall, you know, take it out.
But there's an Yizik B'chavis, Shemachzek Yizarbam Sa'a, if you have a barrel that contains 40 so the Yizikam Kibashem Kli, that's also not anymore considered a Kli, not a coil, would also be a problem. The Shom, the Miskav and Harach Manakev, were there when you're intending to widen the hole, Chai B'shem Kedeach, Dava Tolod de Boina. It's like boring, boring, like with a drill, which is a derivative of Boina. If he's not intending, a Kabbalah integration is still inevitable. Now, the Ikar, I did, regarding the primary Alocha, they all agree the segregation usher, which is important. You saw it comes up in many places. That if something is inevitable, it's going to be forbidden. Even most rabbanim, even by rabbinic halacha. However, you have this a lot with, you know, whether LED or whatever. There's something rabbinic, and you're not intending, but it's segregation, then that would be forbidden. However, they're inclined to Medina to make halacha because l'shari even by wall it's permitted. Echashin miskaven where he's not intending. Kimechain tzarich laguma. Since you don't need the pit, oh, so you're adding another variable. This is where the real shaylas come up when you have to add on all the variables. That you're not, in, which also could come up in all these other cases. That it's a malacha that you don't really need that thing itself. And the Shartzin Nesigimot says, look at the going that he writes, that the Iker is like the way the Magad Maram writes in Simichin Ches, and the Magad Mishnah. Look at what that it sounds like, that it doesn't even have a shema malacha at all. So continues Mishnah Berurah says, but Gar Mishari Yisrael Rabban. So this is less than all other Yisrael Rabban. The Asa Hechashub Sikreshah, where you're right, there it's forbidden, where it's inevitable, Kimetru Gam Kimikalkal, where since he's also Mikalkal, but Gamu Kalachyat, and so besides Mikalkal, and it's indirect, and it's backhanded. Mamela Nasagum, because, and it's by default that the hole happens in the wall. I did Sasa Saka by taking out the knife. Shemesrach Maguma, where the pit widens. Like we said, but it's 99 Chumluk over there. So really, it should be mutter. Elish el nog ba islaitzi, but still the belt is naig to say it's forbidden to take it out. The nirkai is naka because it looks like you're making a hole in the wall. But come a tazma tzad, you can make a den taz also inclined like this, but come a nika locha, because it's in my wall. Come a come see him. However, it comes out, the in biyad lahalkal, nega trumas adesh, mashoch anach merama, to be, it's, you know, even though he holds it really, it's mutter, to be lenient against the mechaba, the ramah, shabas kukum, is ever the old rule, like, the same lachmi, lay in the kaisel, to be strings regarding a wall, but can the gam kidas el yirava, that's also kashoch anach merama, which the Sharatzin Tezvav says that even though he's inclined to be stringent by the barrel, like Ramah, look over there, his reason, it's logical that you can rely on the Achra, the Taz, also Mogen Ram, sounds like to be leaned by the, like, by the barrel. So, says Mishnah Berurah, because the Efshad Nichle, he holds to be stringent, because maybe he is pleased with the Chayat Nekar Merubach, that the hole should be widened. Lachs of Litzchum by a Sakin, to go back and stick in the knife. Now you have more room to stick it back in. Boyven says, such a situation, the Vatal Kulam Asr, according to Abin Yepshad, can be Asr. Elin Chavis, but says Mishnah Berurah, regarding the barrel, the Ikisarak Merabun, the prime minister is only rabbinic. Yes, this is the law. Yes, return good, which is a great need. Al das machaber on the pit of machaber. Shemat loy tezak machaber that permits to take out the knife on Shabbos. Kimishen miskam loy zayin nekev since not intending to add onto the hole. Fill heichus loy tzim oil mitchil. So even if you never take it off from the beginning, that one would be able to be lenient.
So got new bays. Now, why is it a psikreshim? Because it's nekev a pesach. Because he's making a hole in the opening for the barrel. That's not what it means to say is at the afternoon from sevi bays. Although it's going to be explained later on, so we based the Echash Zakon, talk about the Batalish, that if the knife was stuck into something that was attached. Mutalaitzi Vishabbos of Cholgamni, allowed to take it on Shabbos in all cases. Loishayach Sham. There's no application over here. Mishum Baina is a problem about building. Hachashan, here it's different. Yeshba Mishum Sakin Biskli, because you are remedying an opening. Vavashain Asalach Nuslaitzi, even though it's not meant to take in, take out Al Kaban, but at least Mdrabban Asr, rabbinically it's going to be forbidden. Siv Beis. Haybenekibidistam. If it had a hole and was clogged up, closed up. So if it's beneath the sediments, asla faskei nalad open up. The kimin shulamata, since it's on the bottom, all the weight of the wine is on it. That needs a bona fide closing, and therefore it's like totally sealed. It's like it's like making a new opening. It's above the sediments, then you're allowed to open up. This is mishpusiv katan yud gimel. If the neck of was venistam, and the fellow yersemakamakamabarzi, even if the place that was open was a place of the spigot. Shastama Basub Makamachad, it was closed and made it somewhere else. Vatarets Lapaschai, now you want to open it up, as the Shayatin is to say, since that's obvious from the Ramah later on Siv Dalad. So we said it depends. If it's beneath, then it's a problem, because it's totally closed, and Sivkot Nidal Bachachav Kapsech Machad, it's like opening up from new. Vakin Devo Aslasacham, Devo Nalmiku, but they have a neck of cotton, even a small hole, Shayn Aslach, and Slides Yadai, even that's not meant to take in and take out through it. But if it's above the sediments, the mutla pasuk is allowed to open it up. I feel a neck of girdle, even if it's a big hole. So he says stima because that was closed. Like chashiv stima closed, like it wasn't closed at all. You're not really making an opening. The opening was always there. Be'alach and the v'maschel asla shavra. that if the kli is shalom, whole, it's forbidden to break it. So he says, look at Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Zayin, even though it's Mekalkel, but Rabban for sure it's Asur. That's how it's explained in the words of Magid Ram and other Achaim. He says, you should know that even from the opinion of Rashi, it sounds like the Mekalkel, where it's Latzarek Shabbos Mutlik Etchilam, Tais Nerash Nadan, they disagree on him. That's brought in the Magid Ram. Now, for me, from this is also regarding other Malachas, and it's possible that even Rashi would agree by other Malachas. And he says, you should know that regarding demolishing a large closet, which is included in oil, it's Mukhav from Rashi and Evan of Lamadal, and that's obviously in the Gemara, but in the Maskanda, that's forbidden according to everyone to break it and to take from it the Erev to eat it, even though it's also for the Litzarev Shabbos. And even according to the Baisim that they hold, that even the Kli Shalom is permitted to break it and take from it food, their reason is only because they hold that it doesn't have a Shema Stir at all by Kale. But not because it's Mekalka, and that's obviously in the Rambam and Perkaf and other Shabbos, that Mekalka is Potter Aval Aser by all Malachas, and that we give Marcus Martis, and we don't find any Shavuos, any Easter Rabban, there should be Mutta Al Adi Yisrael, because the Tzarek Shabbos is, I found this for also in the Chayim, and if it's Pashid, one should not be leaner regarding this at all. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 7. Chaznish writes that even according to the Don Gaon, there's at least a Issur Rabbanan to break a whole Chabbos. The Chazal goes that maybe you're going to have intent when you're breaking that the opening should be good. Comes that you made a clean, you chayv of makabe padash. As we find the Gemara Beit of Lam Gimel Beit, that the geizer, that a person should not break a splinter to like a piece of wood to smell it, because you might make it into a splinter to like use for his teeth, which would be a problem about making it clean. Dish number 8, which Shabbos said if you stick a nail in the wall to hang something, that you have a makabe padash, but for bainu you nachayv. The reason for that, explained to Mishka Ralitz, is because this knocking the nail in, it's not really engaged in adding on anything to the building. It's just preparing. It's a remedy of the nail that it's fit not to hang something on it. Tishra number 9, a gutter has straw and grass that's clogging the flow. Shulchan Aruch writes later on Simon Shalom and Vav that it's forbidden to open it up only in the situation of loss through a shina and betzina. And even though shina is asur rabban, however, there weren't guys in makom hefsin. Now a pipe that gets clogged up, the Yashav holds that has a halacha like. Because of the tzinner, where you have grass, that's forbidden to open it in the normal way, and therefore you should not open up the clog with a hand pump that's made for that, a plunger. Only if you do bishinu in an abnormal way, and only in the situation of loss. And that's also been Rav Skirelitz, that it's forbidden to open up the clog in the sink, and b'shur, not with this with the tool that's generally used for that. On the other hand, Igris Moshe writes that if it's something that's common with these pipes that they clog up, so then it's not considered as a kilkel, and therefore opening up is not considered, but just like washing out the vessel for the purpose of Shabbos, and then you're allowed to open it with a plunger. Now, whereas a pipe that doesn't usually clog, if it still has the water going out a little bit, so then opening it is considered like a small tikkun, even if you don't need to have a professional for that. And one should not remedy that only in an abnormal way, but if it's totally clogged, then it's a tikkun gomer, like making a Pesach, and if it's been in all situations, however, if there's a great tzarech for that, you could permit by doing it through a non-Jew. So the zaman is inclined, they're actually allowed to open up the clogged pipe or the bathroom with the plunger, because it's similar to a bottle that the neck is closed. You're allowed to take off what's clogging it, even if the bottle is attached to the ground. Dish number 10, the Sharatin had said that we need to have, that should be made l'hachnas l'haitzi to be similar to a Pesach. Chaznesh explained that since by Kli already has a Pesach that's made l'hachnas l'haitzi, because if not, Pina Chaznesh is that it's not considered as a Kli, as we brought previously in his name in Sivkon Hey. So if someone makes an opening that's designated only for bringing in or taking out, so it's secondary to the opening that was made to take in and take out, and that it's not considered like an opening of a Kli, rather like a temporary utility of an opening, and therefore the rice is no issue to make it. Dish number 11, Charatina said that just that the norm of that thing should be that this hole should be for whatever utility. So too, if it makes a hole in the opening of a kumkum, or he widens the hole that's already there, some zaman holds yichayv makar patish, even though that for water to go in you remove the cover, and that this hole is only made for removing the water. Dish number 12, the reason for the difference between removing the knife that's stuck into the barrel to removing the knife that's stuck into the wall, Chaznesh explains that in another way, that widening the hole in the barrel is not considered malach at all, if he doesn't care for the widening. As written in Biragra, it's brought in Sharatzin Sibkot Nid Gimel, that you're allowed to take out the knife that's stuck into the bow. But widening the hole in the wall is considered malacha, even if he doesn't care for it, and if it's forbidden to take out the knife that's stuck into the wall. Dish number 13, in the situation of tsar, of pain, for example, on the cold day, and the bird comes in through the open window into the house, Mishbura, it's in Shin Tezayin, that it's permitted to close the window, even though it's going to get trapped through that, because it's a psikrish delay nichale, it's inevitable, but he doesn't care for that, and malacha derabanan, since the house is one big area, the bird is not really considered as trapped in that tire. Now, psikrish delay nichale by two derabanans, it's inevitable that he doesn't care about with two isur derabanan, Sharatzin writes later on, that's permitted, that's the Chaz Nish writes, he just concludes that Ladina, this heter is not so necessarily, and there's no source in the Gemara there, but it is appropriate for one to be stringent. Dish number 14, this Isser of like, it's considered like a new opening because it was sealed so well, Chaz Nish writes that it's only Midrabanan. And therefore, even if you have a bona fide closing up of a hole in the barrel, it's not really Mavatla the hole. And its opening is considered like opening a spigot, and it's mutter mikadin. It's just a chamu machmer, and they said it's forbidden to do this if it's beneath the sediment. Dish number 15, even a barrel that contains 40 sud, it's considered oil, and binyan stira applies to it like binyan stira bakarka, as we explained in Sibkot and Beis. Chaz Nish writes it's permitted to open up a hole that was clogged if it's above the sediment. Dish number 16, cardboard boxes that are closed by folding on the top, and the folds are glued to each other. For example, containers of milk or natural juices or things like that. And the norm is to open it by separating the folds. Trivisik Zemetra writes, it's forbidden to open it and does not have halacha like an old hole that was closed up, which said you're allowed to open up when it's above the sediments. Because by these boxes, after you fill up the content of the boxes, it closes the opening very well and nullifies the first hole, and therefore its opening is considered as if you're making a new hole, and therefore that would be forbidden.